There's a new guide out. It's called The Watershed Best Management Practices for Cannabis Growers and Other Rural Gardeners. Published by the Mendocino County Resource Conservation District, it's a set of guidelines to point cultivators in the right direction with regards to growing cannabis while protecting the watershed. Deborah Edelman of the Resource Conservation District says that even though the guide has just been published, the need for it arose long ago.
When people started, a lot of land was being converted for cannabis cultivation. There was a lot of erosion and sediment coming from roads that were being developed and land development that was happening. There were lots of other issues as well, including illegal water diversions. Even legal water diversions that were happening at really sensitive times of the year. Leakage from generators, oil and gas leakage, people dumping insecticides and rodenticides directly into the creek, trash going in there, sometimes people just not realizing what they were doing, and some people not caring. The impacts to our watersheds have been going on for decades. There's been resource extraction of one kind or another for a very long time. But this was something new that was really growing at a very rapid pace.
One of the primary concerns for watershed management is the preservation of local fish species. Linda McElwee, who's also with the Resource Conservation District, says the fish can be especially vulnerable.
Up in Humboldt County, we've seen dewatering of streams altogether where there's been fish kills. They often go to the upper tributaries where there's still shade canopy and where the springs are coming out. That's also our colder water, so that's where a lot of the fish will oversummer. Cannabis cultivation in our area seems to be more in the hills quite a bit and under tree cover, so that's another reason why we're concerned about the resources and the fish.
McElwee says that cold water is in danger, in part because of the lack of flow in rivers due to the drought, and in part because of resource extraction, including wine grapes, cannabis, and logging. But it's not just about cold water. It's what's in the water that's so essential for fish survival.
These fish rely on 63, 64 degrees as a threshold of when they just can't make it anymore, because as the temperatures rise, the dissolved oxygen decreases, so they just have to work too hard to stay alive. In these intermittent pools, the warm water and lack of flow kind of all go together. Water is kind of Wild West here in California, where it's regulated, but it's antiquated. A lot of the springs, there's a lot of water draw that's not regulated. And so, in a sense, it's up to us to manage and use best practices to take care of the resource.
And that's the guiding principle of the Best Management Practices Guide. It includes information on getting to know your land, capturing water and storing it, tips for grading roads, soil health, fertilizer, and pest management, and the proper disposal of waste. It's no coincidence that these are also areas being grappled with by regulators. But the guide isn't regulatory. It's a bid to help protect the watershed for the plants, humans, and fish that are part of it. The guide is available for download at mcrcd.org under the Publications tab. I'm Valerie Kim for KRCB's North Bay Report.